Welcome, everybody, to the Supercharge Your Healing Intentions teleseminar. We're going to get started now, and I get to introduce the beautiful and talented partner that I have, Anne Ribley. Anne is an expert on healing intentions. Just the fact that she walks on a leg that is medically, all the doctors have no idea how she can walk on it. She should not be able to function the way she does, but yet she's on the treadmill an hour every day. If there's anybody who's qualified, it's Anne Ribley. I'm really looking forward to this course. Get ready, take some notes. Here is Anne Ribley.
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for showing up. I look at it like this, is that showing up is just, that's part of supercharging our intentions, our healing intentions, really showing up, actively participating. I know there was this one time I was confronted with a situation and I was really not sure about, should I go, should I not go? It had to do with dealings of the past and my former marriage and how, you know, things were getting reconciled on a certain situation. And I said to Jack, should I go? It kind of feels like it's a waste of my time. I'm not really sure. And he said, Ann, somehow it seems like you just show up and things seem to work out in this magical flow for you. And it had this really profound effect on me, is that, yes, that's right, showing up. And so I honor every single one of you right now today for showing up on this call, because I've been doing these teleseminars on doing these new moon rituals and how to really get in sync with ourselves and our natural world and the healings and the desires and the manifestations we want to bring forth. And truthfully, I've done some fabulous teleseminars, and through the technology gods or whatever happens, not they all haven't been recorded. And showing up is the only way I know that I can guarantee to be a part of that energy experience. Even this week, the couple of them that I've done, there's been some issues with static on the line recording, that the people who showed up are the ones that for sure got the live experience of it. So every single one of you, this is where I always say, and I get really excited about when people start to show up during the time of the full moon and the new moon with intentions and prayers, they're showing up in their lives. So just you showing up today, that begins to accelerate and supercharge your intentions. It's your own clarity and willingness and openness to change your life. So I honor this chance to be able to share with you, because that's what I know for sure. Those that are on the call can be a part of this experience, because here we are, we're in it and you're showing up. So showing up, doing these moon rituals, getting into alignment with ourselves and the world around us during these natural windows of time. You know, when I first began sharing this, one of the concerns I had is I didn't want people to think, oh, I'm like this moon girl, because truthfully, I am just like all of you. I have my heart's full of different desires and wishes, and I just want more loving relationships in my life and prosperous conditions, and I want to live my true purpose. I want to have a healthy, vibrant life. I want many of the same things as you. And when I started doing these, I didn't want to be attributed as like the moon girl, because what it is that I am not an expert necessarily on astrology, astronomy, but I know for a fact this has been a way that I've been able to heal my life, supercharge my manifestations by getting in sync with the natural world, because I believe God's laws are the secrets to them, are locked in our natural world. They're being whispered, the truths of life. So this idea of what I know I'm experted in is sharing that natural grace and flow to allow your own truth to unlock in you. And when we show up during these times of alignment, which right now we're in a powerful time, the moon is the closest it is going to be to Earth all year, and it's going to last for the summer, for the next 3 months. And what that means is we're in a magnified time. Like the ocean tides are going to be really high right now. And it's not a specific day. It's actually a window of time, the way it works when we're in this alignment of the full moon or the new moon. This alignment is this chance. Things get magnified. More babies will be born. People will die. Incidences will happen. That's because whatever is in this time of balance that needs to either become more in balance or because it's out of balance will boost, it'll be stronger. And those areas of us that are already in balance, they will become stronger. We can use them in order to catapult our own growth in more of an exponential quantum energy way. So this super magnifying time that we have right now, it's like an energy vortex that we can have with our intentions and healing our intentions, because it's always available to us. We can do this all the time. There's these idea to get into alignment with our prayers and our intentions is something that's always available to us. So when I say that I had this hesitation, I didn't want to be considered the moon girl, because we're not praying to the moon. We're not looking at something on the outside as being this power or authority with in order to have the healing in our life. What we're doing is we're honoring the alignment, the natural world alignment. And in that mystery of this world we live in, life's mysteries unlock for us, the miracles of life unlock for us, because we are getting in alignment with ourselves and the world around us. So showing up during these windows of time with intention, with prayerful intention. And the reason why I'm a big advocate in doing the moon ritual, it's not to pray to the moon, but it's to get into alignment during this window of time that then really boost our own ability to create manifestations, healings, because we are not then outside of our lives. So the biggest takeaway that I want you to get in today's call with supercharging your healing intentions is to get inside your life, get more inside your life. And so showing up during these times, doing a moon ritual with honoring, with prayers, with intentions, what I call writing it right, paper to pen, antenna to God, you know, doing it old fashioned, not on the computer, but with your hand. The reason why it holds so much power is because what it is it's an actionable prayer. And when we get in tune with doing actionable prayers and intentions, we embody it deeper. So showing up to do these moon rituals and doing these personal inventories during the time of these alignments that are happening in our natural world, we gracefully begin to get into alignment with our internal and our external worlds. I would have to say I've received so many tremendous testimonials about those people who began to just show up every month with intention and prayer during this window of time, the healings and transformations that have happened. Probably the number one thing I hear the most is this grace that starts to happen. And that grace represents what I call that deep self-love. It's getting inside of our lives. It's when we get into that deep self-love, we allow our own healings to happen through our own natural accord of healing. And then we move out of what would be a more force-driven way in which to get our healings, a more force-driven way in order to create and manifest the life we want. Because when we use force, it's exhausting, it's fatiguing. When we get into alignment and we create with intentions, we can really supercharge our healings. And we're in this window of time that's available to us. So I want to go over today, I'm going to be opening up at the end questions that you may have on how to supercharge this for you. And star six is what you need to press in order to do a question. So if a question comes to mind at any time, you can hit star six when I prepare for doing the questions. I'm also going to go over how I'm excited that I'm going to share with you a new course for those that want to journey during the course of this really powerful time with me. couple things have come up that people have asked me. They say, Ann, are you doing a virtual live? You know, they ask me, are you doing something virtually in a live event or ritual during the time of the full moon or the new moon? And the reason why I don't is because I still keep it sacred with my family. It's still such a powerful tool that I get to use in my life and I share with my family that they get to use. I mean, I've witnessed my children at their young age being able to do self-inventory. What is it that they need to shed? What is it that they want to manifest to bring forward? And just getting intentional and actionable with their prayers, it teaches how to, for them, through just this natural showing up, it teaches them how to be in rapport and relationship with their own understanding of God, the universal loving presence, and the way that they know it, to ask for what they need, to ask for their own healings, to be in alignment with that. So because I do share this with my family, and I don't want to lose that sacredness, I've set aside a couple of times of the year where I'm going to do it as a live event, you know, in different locations on the East Coast and the West Coast, and I'm going to share a course for those that want to travel through a couple full moon cycles. I'll go over that later, but I'm going to give to you everything the best I have about how to use the most potent forces that you have inside of yourself right now to supercharge your intentions. And the first is that getting into rapport and resonance with what I call self-love. And self-love, which is synonymous with God, with the universal presence, with that love vibration, that love energy, that is the most potent force that we have to heal anything in our life. When we start to get powerfully in resonance, not pray for love or pray for something that's missing, but pray in full resonance and reciprocating power with love for what that self-love that can heal us and make our life fuller and whole. And that means that we become unpositional, we become unfixated with how this expression is in the outside world. That means a person doesn't have to show up a certain way in order for us to give it. We are in it. It is us. That is our first automatic default. And then the second most powerful force is a decision, is our ability to make a decision, no matter what our circumstances are right now in our life, is every time we make that decision from the context of the love healing vibration that we're in, we automatically set the trajectory of our life in a supercharged, intentional way. Now, here's what I mean. I'm in a loving relationship. I have my soulmate partner that I'm sharing my life experience with Jack. And that's a decision. That's a decision that we are together in this. So what does that decision leave for me? That decision removes all the fuzziness, all the confusion on who will I be spending my holidays with, who will I be sharing special vacations with. So all that those decisions reduce any of who will I be with. Okay, but how does that metaphor transform into our lives? Let's go into whatever we want right now, whatever those intentions and those healings that we want, when we come from our highest vibration of love, which is not lacking, which is not a withholding universe, when we come from that place that what is in my now that I can make this decision to hold the space of love with clarity. So when you're preparing to do your full moon ritual, think in terms of your concrete decisions, your knowingness right now. Now, in that context, I want you to know you don't have to have all your answers. I feel like we could get so fixated when we have to step out into our life and we're going to step into some unknowns that can pull us back and cause us to get stagnant because we won't move forward because we don't have the unknowns. What we have to do is we have to look in our now and make some decisions from a loving vibration so that we can supercharge our intentions, supercharge what is that next best step, what is that next best step in healing. So how does this translate? How does this go into the next thing that you're going to do in your life? Well, what's going to happen is that as you're confronted with your life and you've made the decision, I am releasing these parts of me that don't serve me. I'm releasing this part of my past. When you've made that decision, when you get into alignment and you ask for that healing, when your mind wants to show up or your outside world shows up in a way that reminds you, that feels familiar to your past, that does not support the exact healing that you're asking for right now, you recognize it. And that recognition is your light, is your love that dissolves those karmic patterns that can perpetuate the past to keep repeating itself. So, your two most important forces that you have when you're doing this moon ritual is you're going to intentionalize what you want to have be gone. You're going to look at the areas that are heavy. You're going to intentionalize what you want to bring forth in this new day, when tomorrow, when you wake up and you have proclaimed your healing and your intentions, how to live in the truth of that. You're going to recognize whenever your mind signals thoughts, either from your outside world triggering it, you're going to recognize it and you're going to put space and you're going to know that the light of you and the truth of you that is of love and kindness. I think sometimes what happens is if we find ourselves in something that feels familiar with the past, we're not loving enough to ourselves. We're not kind enough to ourselves. We immediately can go into self-criticizing and critiquing. Okay, now I want to give some examples of how this shows up, because I think when we really desire our own healings and we desire to have certain manifestations in our lives, and something shows up that triggers something that doesn't resemble it or look like it, it's easy to think that we're being withheld from life. That I will just give this example. It's not going to happen for me right now. Now that sounds really simple, but let's go into when we want to manifest love, when we want to manifest prosperous conditions, is feeling like I'm too old. I've had too many painful experiences. It's giving up in ourselves too quickly in a way that causes us to get locked into a reality that we reinforce. So this full moon ritual, we're going to ask for our own elixir, our own loving vibration of the God force, of the universal loving presence to infuse in us, our own readiness to be in our landscape of the loving healing vibration, so that therefore we can unhook and shed and release any of the patterns. I call this karmic debts. What are karmic debts? Karmic debts are the way that we've lived our life. When our current life, that configuration is really solid. And how do we shift into a way to have miraculous impact as we begin to claim it right now, the healings that we want? We're in this boosting time. What are those parts in you that have not been in balance? With insecurity, with scarcity, with grievances, with suffering, with feelings of isolation, with feelings of being left out, with feelings of anxiety and worry that it's not happening or you're not going to get your desired results. What are those triggers? What are those internal processes that cause you to get out of balance? You're going to ask for your healing. You're going to ask for it to be gone, and you're going to stand in the light of this truth, of the alignment of what is available to you. You're not going to pray for this healing. You're going to pray in full resonance of the truth of what you know is possible for you, this alignment that's possible for you. So then you're going to evaluate your external configurations and situations, and you can ask for those to be gone from certain painful life experiences, from relationship configurations that are hurting, from anything with money. You can ask to have a healing in those external life configurations. But what's most important is for you to make those decisions, from a place of love, so you know where you are rooted in the place of love and your decision to claim your healing now. When you do this inventory to release it, I feel like the reason why the time of getting into alignment during this powerful time when we do the moon rituals, it's a personal intimacy we give ourselves. I love the word intimacy because that's where it begins. Into me, I see. And when we allow ourselves to shine the light in, so let's just take the metaphor of the moon, especially right now, we're in such a powerful time where it's really boosting. When we take the metaphor of the secret of life right now, the secret that the moon, that the universe is all aligned perfectly for our own understanding, is shining a light into the darkness. And when something is brought to the light, it dissolves naturally, easily, effortlessly. That is why probably the number one thing I hear over and over again is that people who show up and do these moon rituals, there is an incredible grace of healing that begins to happen, and it happens naturally. And that's the synchronization that you want for yourself, is to get into this flow where everything in your life is negotiable according to the terms of God and that universal loving presence, and your healings can happen miraculous, and you can have impact in your life in this way that's with incredible grace. So this personal intimacy, into me I see, it's powerful when we all are showing up during this time under the same moon in the universe, that we're all under. This connection takes us out of isolation in those dark places inside of ourselves that make us feel disconnected outside of our lives. That's why I call it getting inside of our lives. That's what this does. It brings us inside of our life to that core center power point for ourselves. And in this collective healing energy that we're all intending for ourselves, with a better life, with better love, with more purpose, with vitality in our healing, in our body, in our well-being, with healing in our relationships and interactions with each other, with more prosperous conditions in our lives, when we're all collectively getting into alignment with that exact healing vibration, we, in our own personal intimacy with ourselves, we are tapping into a quantum healing world that lifts us up. We are riding on the streams of consciousness with each other. So I want you to know, as we are in this window of time with during this alignment of the full moon, every time we participate to individually, we are also participating together. And you are not alone. And that healing is happening as you release, as I release. You know, it was in my 20s I was really honored to do the Sweat Lodge with a medicine man named Bearheart, and he was one of the Native Americans that was considered, you know, of the old tradition. And I got to do the Sweat Lodge with him in my 20s, and it still is one of the most remarkable experiences that I've ever had. And in one area of the Sweat Lodge where we were releasing, you know, any heavier baggage, he had everybody chanting, "My thoughts are your thoughts, and your thoughts are my thoughts." And what it was is that always stuck with me. My thoughts are your thoughts, and your thoughts are my thoughts. What that stuck with me was this really powerful understanding that we are not alone. And that's the same feeling we have when we do this moon ritual, is there's an energy that's expanding, that we are not alone in doing this, and that our healings can come at a speed, steadfast for us, because we're calling in this alignment that we can use as a tool again and again. I also like to say it's a way to shed and dehypnotize ourselves from everyday living, from the mass media, from all this cultural indoctrination that makes us feel like we are outside of our life. It helps us get connected. It lets us find our way to share more fully who we are, from that core connection of who we are out into the world. I often say that, you know, when Jesus walked the earth, when Buddha walked the earth, what they did is they shared. And I really had this epiphany when I went on a vacation in Maui before, right before several years ago, right before I had met Jack, and I often say Mother Maui healed me. And these friends had helped me make this experience happening, and I was trying to put words to what was this feeling I was having of this healing, of this sharing that these friends who had helped make this vacation happen, what was this gratitude? What was this, what are the words? And it just overcame me like a wave. And it was sharing. That's what it was. You know, we often talk about how when you get in the business of being of service, how you really can heal yourself and you can really find and activate that higher energy. And I really realized it's the next evolution is sharing, getting into that deep pop, you know, that deep potential of sharing who we are with the world. It moves it. That's what Jesus did when he walked the earth. He shared. That's what Buddha did. He shared. And when we find our way to get fully inside of ourselves, unrestrained, by releasing any of our blockages, any of the things that have, we dehypnotize ourselves. We remove the automatic mechanisms that have blocked us, that hold us back, and we begin to share more fully. We are moving into our highest evolved expression for ourselves. That's the answers that nature gives. It shares. It expresses. That's where we can move into where it doesn't become something of the mind where we're doing this to get that. We are just an unfolding, abundant expression, and life returns that back to us. And we get into this deep, powerful way to manifest miracles. We become our own energy vortex of experiencing miracles. I want to give you a powerful how-to. I talk about this a lot before I get into a closing prayer, and then we're going to move into some questions and answers, you know, that you may have specifically in your life, is that there is this now tool that we have. Everything we need for our healing is available to us. It's not outside of there. If there's one thing I want you to know the very most is that getting inside your life is knowing you have everything you need right now. You really do. You have everything you need to proclaim and supercharge your healings. That is the decision that you can make right now. I have everything I need. And how you're going to use now tools is, you know, this taking the idea of praying and intentionalizing and getting into powerful resonance with your soul's vibration of what you're here to do and share it with the world, doing that during these alignment times of the full moon and the new moon, that's something that's free. That costs no money. The other aspect of it, this natural world alignment, is taking water and using water. We're comprised of water. That is the reason why we're so sensitive during the time of the moon cycle being in alignment, the full moon and the new moon. You will start to notice the energy because we are comprised of water. So intentionalize water. Create mantras. Create messages that actually infuse into the cells of your vibration. And use water in order to make miraculous impact in yourself. I know for me, when I really went through some major life changes, I know even today, you know, I have a leg that was run over by a lawnmower, and yes, I walk on a leg that defies convention because, again, everything is negotiable. And I can't decide exactly the terms that it's going to be, but I can decide to be the best well-being that I'm possible, that's possible for me in my expression. So I will use water when I need more flexibility in my knee and my leg. I will use water when I want to shed anything that reminds me of a place of anxiety or scarcity. I will say, I release this from me, infuse me with the power to know that my body is energized, that I am in tune with my world around me, that I have everything I need. Any way the message and mantra works for you. That's why I'm posting every Monday mantras, because they become anchors and messages. So find the words that really mean something to you, that you can drink some water and silently just say it in your head. Major shifts will happen because water is a conduit of energy, and it allows you and it's something that's available to you that you can use at any time. That's a powerful free now tool. I also have other free tools that are on my website with the Empower 11 radio show. There's a lot of ways that I have other things that I'm doing that you can use, but I want to give you things that are in your now, right now, that you can use. And one of the things is, as you do your how to supercharge your healing intentions, is whenever something shows up that feels, it resembles something that you want to, like, such as I'll say panic. Let's just use that as an example. Go to the extreme opposite. Go to the truth of yourself. Go to your power place and say, that's the decision, and say, where's the wisdom? That's your decision in the now. Where's the wisdom right now? If you feel scarcity show up, you go into your power place and you say, where's the abundance in my life? Where is it right now? Because what happens is, if you use those empower tools, taking water, creating your mantras, I really believe that I created Soulmate Love because for me, I made this mantra, love will come to my home. It was a way for me to settle my mind. It was a way to understand that this is the truth of me. Love will come to my home. That's what's in my heart. And I do have that whole love story on my website of how I drew it with never going on a date. I don't know what that configuration is for each one of you in your life, but I do know this, that you can create through your own intentions the powerful healing to get inside your life in whatever area right now is calling for you to get in balance. Whatever area. We all have different areas we're working on. And so you can call for that. You can create that intention. You can meditate and pray in that intention. And when you go out in your living life and something triggers, and understand that you can use an Empower Now tool of just finding the extreme opposite. You can make a meditational moment for yourself by drinking drinking water and intentionalizing and allowing it to infuse into all your cells. So create your own healing mantras. Allow that conversation, because all your cells are eavesdropping in on your conversation with yourself. So change the mantra and the conversations to match that congruency and that alignment that you're looking to supercharge right now for yourself. Some of the support tools that I do offer on synchronizing with your natural world, like I said, is the Empower 11 radio show that comes out, and these free teleseminars that I do on just synchronizing, because it's natural. The more we can get into that natural place, I'm also inviting those of you that want to go on a journey of miraculous impact for four moon cycles over the summer while we're in this time of the, that's also going to be on my website. You should see a button that's available on the page that these teleseminars are on. I want you to, before I do the closing prayer, and I want to mention too that you can ask any questions here, and it's going to be *6, so start thinking of that if you have any questions. I want to mention that you want to get into your high vibration of sharing who you are with the world, unrestrained, unblocked, in the truth of you. You want to because, be the cause of your life. You share because you are the cause of your life, and what you have is worthy to share. So you are going to be, just like the word because is because, be the cause. You share because you are worthy, the soul of you. That's what you're going to get inside of, unrestrained. That's where you're going to let go of the baggage that blocks you in your own resistance to be the cause of your own sharing. Because the world needs more of you. The world needs you. There's nobody else in this world that can be you. So I'm going to do the closing prayer, and then I'm going to open it up the lines for any questions. As we enter into this full moon time, and we're boosting that which is already strong in us, and we're releasing and relinquishing any areas that are not in balance, that are imbalanced in us, and we're going to call them into alignment. We're going to call our life balance into alignment. What I wish for you, what I hope for you with greatest intentions, is that you are ready to know the truth of your life, that you are inside of your healings that you desire, that you are ready to be the magic you were destined to be, that you're ready to wake up excited, inspired, and to live the truth of you, to live your now. You are ready to be free of worry. You are ready to be free of self-doubt. You are ready to experience a supported life. You are ready to live a life free of compromise. You are ready to live a life full of resolve, to be your best and let your best come easily and naturally and full of grace. You are ready to supercharge your healings, your heart's desires, and your manifestations. You are ready to be a masterful manifester of that which really supports you, really supports your life. You are ready for your dreams to be pulled to you. You are ready to be respectful of your gifts and the gifts you have to offer and share with the world. You honor your life's purpose. You are ready to be remarkable. You are ready to live your highest vibration. You matter. Your dreams matter. You embark on this journey that belongs to you, that has your name on it. You allow your own personal laws of attraction to accelerate for you and with you. You are ready. You are ready to live inside your life, inside your dreams, and let your dreams live through you. So I'm going to open up the lines to any questions that anybody may have about how to supercharge their healing intentions during this time of the full moon. Hit *6 and I should be able to see any questions that you have. So think about any area that has been a pressing need. What's been calling forth and needing balance in your life? You're welcome to ask any questions in pertaining to that. Really hope that you've been able to feel that truth of being able to get into alignment with what is important to you now at this time. Okay, I'm going to take the first question that's popped up. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? You know, I missed the beginning part of the session, and you was talking about a website. Could you repeat the website?
Probably was talking about the AnnRibley.com website. What's on my website? I have so many tools that are on there, from the radio show to these teleseminars to ways to empower yourself.
Right. And what is the website?
Oh, it's AnnRibley, AnnRibley.com.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, I have some tools on there. Do you have anything in particular that?
Well, you know, like while we was talking and speaking about this, you know, so much was just going through my mind, because before I even started to get to sit down with this, it was just, I was going through like a little turmoil with self. And so right now I'm a little numb, and I'm really grateful for all the, no, really, I'm really, listen, I wrote down everything because I don't know what's going on today. I'm having a fuzzy day today. And I know it's going to go away, but
I'm so glad you said it exactly like that. I kid you not, when you said I've had a fuzzy day, you know, as I've been teaching these moon rituals, how to do this and how to get in sync, I can't tell you how many times people will email me. They're like, Ann, what's going on with the energy right now? I'm feeling fuzzy. This, you are not alone. That's what I want to tell you. You are not alone. That is a common thing that is felt during this time, especially right now. This is a really heightened time, this full moon. And any area right now, the part that's feeling fuzzy in you is the part that needs to look at, where do I need to bring more balance in my life? Where? And this self-inventory, this self-reflective time, that personal intimacy, into me I see, you will get your healings. You're feeling this because it's asking for the light to be brought into it. So it's all, this is actually natural. This is normal for your own healing. So I'm glad you said the word fuzzy, because I do hear this a lot. And I've actually had several people in the last 24 hours saying, I feel this way. What's going on, Ann? So just know that, okay, that you're not alone. And this is actually part of your own healing that's being brought to surface right now.
And so this, because I'm telling you the truth, and now that you said that, it's just more, it's like I did not know what to do with myself today. You know, I knew that I wanted to listen to this seminar, and I mean, I want to cry right now because I just don't know what's happening. You know, and I'm scared, and
so
I just want whatever this that I'm going through. I know it's gonna pass. You know what I mean? But it's like everything. It's like I do connect with the universe, and I know it because everything that I ask for in the next couple of days, it's happening. You know, and I can think of somebody that's going to call, or I'm thinking about somebody, and they just call, you know. So it's a very scary time.
That's very beautiful, and I thank you so much for sharing. And if you just begin to, what I call write it right, writing it down, any of this uncensored, that is one of the big things I want everybody to know, is the more we go into doing the full moon ritual in this place that we're not censoring and we're not trying to be spiritually correct, we allow the release that we need to have happen, we just allow it to flow through us, our own self-healing happens. This alignment will happen. So I thank you so much for sharing. What you expressed is so common. It's what naturally happens. It's your own healings that are being brought, you supercharging your own healings and manifestations right now and coming into alignment with that. So it's the sensitivity to the energy. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Namaste, my friend.
Namaste.
Any other questions we can have? You can hit star 6.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Well, my question is, I have a couple of businesses, multi-level marketing type businesses, and I want to do some internet work with it and approach people with email and stuff, but I lose my courage and confidence and think I'm going to be judged and lose my friends, and I have a really good product, and I'm just scared to death to throw it out there because I don't know why.
Well, I'm glad you asked that because, you know, when I was saying that same thing about me, you know, sharing about these moon rituals, I went through those same feelings. People are going to think I'm like the moon girl when I'm just the same as you. I have my hopes and my dreams and being afraid to be categorized in a certain way or misunderstood in a certain way. And that's where it comes down to what I was sharing about your highest energy is when your intention is to share the truth of you and find that place. And shed that part of you that takes you outside of that. So how does this translate to what you're trying to do? When you do the moon ritual and you're going to write it right, you're going to write the part of you that makes you feel outside of that sharing with yourself, with what you have to give. You will find the courage. It's just natural. It happens. So whatever right now feels like a blockage that paralyzes you by getting caught into the outside configuration of what do they think of me, I may be misunderstood, that's keeping you outside of yourself.
Right.
So you're going to get inside yourself. I know it sounds so simple, but you're going to move to the courage to know the truth of what you have to share. And these are vehicles for you that you're, and how you believe strongly in the vehicles that you're sharing with the world. And you're going to go into that. See, the reason why you're scared, and I know this, is because you're outside. You're placing your power outside. And what will they think? And this is multi-level. This is all these outside circumstances. So you're going to move inside. You're going to move inside to what you have to share. And your courage and that decision, it will naturally begin to build stronger in you. It will build stronger, and you will be able to move easier onto the into other communication ways to share it, such as online.
Okay.
I hope that helps. So write it right.
Yeah. I'll write it. Now, do we write that today?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So just follow the steps, the simple steps, you know, and I want to reiterate this, you know, that I'm really big on keeping the moon ritual steps simple so we integrate this as a spiritual practice into our life monthly. You know, I take 20 minutes to 30 minutes with my family, and I do it every month. And that power builds momentum. It really does. That's where this grace starts to flow, this current. I call it, you know, we all want currency, which is if we use it in the symbol of the world, which is abundance, currency. But currency really is the current of our life. That's our most powerful current. And when we can synchronize with that, man, we really get currency going. So.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Namaste, my friend. I'm going to move on to the next caller. Hi. Welcome.
Hi, Ann.
Yes. Hi.
How you doing? This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
I want to thank you for letting this moon ritual be so simple.
Oh, yes.
And I've been connected to the universe since, I guess, 2012. And
okay.
Others before you have made things so complicated where I used to think, I didn't do it right. I didn't, you know, what am I supposed to do? I email them. But today, I feel completely relieved to know that I'm doing it right.
Oh, amen.
And, you know, I wanted to say, I did my moon ritual actually last night around 9 o'clock.
Okay, yeah.
Does it matter?
I'm glad you brought that up because I hear this a lot. And that's what I want people to really understand, that it's not a specific time. And, you know, I do it according to my lifestyle, you know, sometimes the day before, the day of, or even the day after, because it's a window of time. It's a time of alignment that's happening. And it really is over the course of like 3 or 4 days that we can tap into that boosting alignment within ourselves when we utilize that synchronization. So, you know, I have different people from all over the different, you know, all over the world. I mean, I have like over 50 countries that have been following me on these moon rituals. So it's different time zones. It's really a window of time that happens. So if you did it last night, that's beautiful. And you can even do, I always say to people, if you think of something else, you can do it the next day. You know, it's
right.
A window of time. So
that was going to be my next question because, yeah, I wanted to, it's not much. But you know what? I feel the connection in my solar plexus area.
Yes.
You know, and it is excited. You know, I know I can have anything I desire. I know I can be anything I desire. I know I can want anything I desire. And today I got a phone call regarding money and finances is my issue. I'm releasing and relinquishing my finances. And other than that, I have the self-love. I want to be social again. I'm kind of antisocial right now,
mm-hmm.
But I want to be social again because that's the only way people can actually see the transition in my life and like, well, what did you do? And they can see what I did instead of just being at home and on social networks and just talking about it.
Showing up, right. Showing up. That's what I talk about is showing up for life, showing up, making the decision to show up on whatever level. So that you are being social, you are moving into merge and bridge more relationships. You know, I do go through this like in my journey that I'm doing with everyone, this miraculous impact. It's a journey where we actually go through our soul stanima series and we look at all the components
uh-huh.
that make up the stanima of our life, from worldly, which also includes finances, our lifestyle, it includes our relationships, it includes our soul connection, it includes how we take care of our body. It's there's actually 7 components that really shape our life, and it's looking at what are our rituals. This is the journey that I'm taking people on. It's actually this is the journey I'm taking on this Miraculous Impact this summer, but it's looking at what are the rituals we are doing in all those components of our life, because rituals are shaping our lives. People
uh-huh.
want to change their habits, but
uh-huh.
it's really our habits follow our rituals.
Uh-huh.
We have rituals with the way we do everything in our life. So it's getting yourself like in more using different rituals to reach out and get social with the world again and interact differently. So.
Right. Because every holiday that we participate in is a ritual. So
absolutely.
I've learned to have my own little personal rituals. When I get up, before I get out of the bed in the morning, I say what I want my day to be.
Yes.
How I want it to go. And you know, there's those little heads of negativity that try to rear up. They do. They still come up. But I always snap back with a positive note. Okay, well, you know what? That might not happen today, but guess what? It's eventually going to happen because of. So I actually turn the negative into positive and always think and expect it to happen positively.
Oh, that's where you're letting all the communication in your mantras be in rapport and resonance with what you want to reciprocate to your world.
Right.
Thank you so much. I appreciate every question is important because it helps us all. We all have similar questions. So thank you so much. I'm going to move on to the next. Okay. Namaste, Lisa.
Namaste.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Anne. My name is Nikki, and I have a question. My question is also related to finances. Since this is a supercharged moon, I have an issue that I'm trying to work through. My special needs son and getting him into a special needs school that has this residential program, and I feel like the energy around me is telling me now is the time to do whatever it is that I'm supposed to do to make this happen for him. It's a very expensive program, so I've been seeking assistance through different Facebook and Twitter and that sort of thing. And I want to know, is there anything specific for this new moon ritual that I can really supercharge getting help for my son?
I everything that you're describing, I have honestly worked through so many different areas of my life in that same way where, you know, support has come in ways that seem miraculous. And I always come back to that mantra that has really shaped my life in the flow is that which supports me boldly steps forward and that which doesn't gracefully steps down. And you can ask for the support to boldly step forward. And I would ask for the support to, and then, you know, how we translate that mantra out into our life as we're looking for the cues, we're watching it, where is this boldly stepping forward and speaking to me? Because our world will resonate and reciprocate and report back to us that which is truly supportive to our nature. And we no longer are, I want to say, like fighting or forcing or getting in our heads with how it's supposed to happen, because we get into alignment with what is exactly meant for us, what is exactly meant for you, your son. And so you ask, that which supports me boldly steps forward, and that which doesn't gracefully steps down. I see it, I know it, I'm aware of it. And just waking up to that vibration, you will be guided. You will find your way.
Okay. Is it really that simple?
Well, the steps now is to be awake, here's where I need to make the phone call. It is that simple when you're in tune to then how you need to, what is your world communicating with you? You know, what is it? I think sometimes if something happens and we feel let down, because this is what I kid you not, one of the most powerful breakthroughs that happened for me financially, I was with my two kids, I went through a divorce, I was literally starting over with nothing. I had to make a phone call trying to get some help with something that had to do with getting my utilities paid, and I received a no that was harsh. It was during the holidays. This was several years ago, but
okay.
It was harsh, and it was, I couldn't believe. But the truth is that no led me to the next step, which unlocked everything for me financially. It changed my life. It changed the stability and the financial economic conditions for me and my kids. But that no was a graceful step down. Had that person said no, it wouldn't have unlocked what was the bold step forward yes for me. So when I say, so yes, I was making the phone calls. I was doing the things that life was asking of me. And that's, you know, I always break it down to be that simple, because I really know that's where our That's where our changes come from. Whenever we get it complicated, we place ourselves outside of our power zone, and then it gets fuzzy, it gets complicated, and we're more scattered, and we're not as succinct with our energy. So we do what today is asking, and we do it really well. That's my mantra that I do. What is today asking of me? And I do it really well. And I know that which supports me boldly steps forward, and that which doesn't gracefully steps down. So that no that I got, that felt like it was a painful no, but when we shift into that, that's a graceful step down, because life has another boldly step forward for me, that if I just do that next step. And I remembered it at the time that I thought, well, I'm not going to think about this anymore till after the holidays. And then I stepped forward doing different things. And I kid you not, I mean, this changed. When I say that which supports me boldly step forward, that which doesn't gracefully steps down, I know this to be true with life. I know it. It's a truthful place that I know that life is conspiring with us and for us. But I also know that I've walked through and lived through things that have verified, demonstrated. So I know it to the core of me. That is really, it is that simple. It is that currency that we can get into in our life. That's the current. That's the flow. This is taking these spiritual terms and putting it into practical life. You know, practical spirituality is what I call it.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
It does. It does. It really does. But, you know, I've been told several times in the past by my mother that I'm always making things more complicated than they need to be. So I'm going to work on making things more simple, because I really feel like this is the time for me to step into my power and to make all of the changes in all of the areas of my life. So I thank you for having this available to us and bringing awareness to the moon cycles. I really appreciate it.
Oh, namaste. Thank you so much. So if you know that simplicity, I mean, I have a mantra that I say to myself, sustain simplicity, because I know my answers are in there. So, you know, if you know that that's what's asking to be brought in balance for you, is allowing your life to be simple, allowing your solutions to be simple, then, you know, use some of that energy right now that you're feeling to heal and allow your intentions to be boosted.
I sure will. Thank you so much, Anne.
Okay, namaste. Hi.
Hi, Anne.
Hi.
I have actually a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
One of them, though, was I didn't realize that we should set our intentions during the full moon as well as the new moon. Because I had always read to set your intentions during the new moon, and then just to kind of review what's happened during the month at the time of the full moon.
So, I mean, that is what you're describing, that is really how I do it. I release. But I know on the other side of the release is also the intentions I want to be creating my life from. So I do leave it more in an open space, and I do get more specific and intentional during the new moon. So oh. I don't want to confuse it as if you haven't been doing it right, because you are doing it, you know, exactly that way. But our intentions, we can do our intentions as well. Like if we're asking for me, you know, a lot of times I'll pick the areas that I feel are blocking and lacking, and then I'll create the opposite statement of my own healing that I want. Anyway.
Okay. And I do seem to have a money block. I seem to be able to manifest other things really quickly. You know, I'll think something, and then before I know it, the information just, you know, is available, or somebody will, be there for, you know, the things that I've requested, kind of thing. But I must have a block. Well, even, you know, with smaller things, you know, I can, people will give me deals or, you know, things like that. But when it comes to bigger amounts of money, I just seem to have that block. I'm not sure what to do.
Well, the first thing is that the fact that you are realizing that you know that you're you're worthy of the smaller steps. That's what you're saying, that you get that is what you're giving yourself. I mean, this is a lot of what I highly recommend. This is what the journey I'm taking everyone on, which is going to be, you know, the Miraculous Impact, which is AnnRibley.com/journey. It's going to be where we're going to work out our soul stamina series in the worldly way, in our self-connection, in health, in all the areas that comprise our life. So I would say to start, for if you want to unblock financial, which that's a big topic, is it's like that's a big thing, is start looking at your rituals that are shaping your financial worldly area. I think a lot of times we think, I got to do this to fix this, but we got to start getting inside that relationship with money. We got to start getting inside of it, getting inside your own worthiness of it. So start looking at the ways in which you can build your own systems and rituals in order to bridge that more into the world, make that stronger. The reason why I call it the Soul Stamina series, that this coming up with this mapping of this blueprint, is when we can start to see where are the areas that when something happens in the world, where do we have the stamina to still stand strong? Now, for me, I can give the example of health, that I have really powerful soul stamina in the area of health in my life because I've built enough systems and mechanisms that really support health and well-being. I really do. So I don't get sick easy. And I can say this not like being afraid. I really know it. I know it and I own it. And there's areas with character development. I know that. It's unshakable in me. So right now, if you're having a financial blockage, this is an area of you need stronger stamina in your worldly. So that means that if something happens, you know, how much does that knock you off your game? So you got to find those rituals that are going to start, the systems that are going to start supporting you to build that stronger. And you can ask for that by, again, breaking it down. What is today asking of me? And what is today asking of me, and starting to do it really well and getting into that flow, that which supports me boldly steps forward. So working on higher levels of worthiness in your currency with life, getting that flow, that financial. If I were you, I would start, you know, using, intentionalizing money, create some mantras for yourself, create some mantras and ask to be released and to relinquish. As I drink this water, I remove all blockages that don't allow me to receive big abundance in my life, big prosperity. You know, come up with a way to open up all the cells and vitality within you to be a big receiver. And what will happen is you get into that flow, it will start to reveal itself. Life will show you. And if you build the systems to support it and sustain it with your rituals.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you. And I just have one more question,
okay,
if you don't mind.
Okay.
I'm going to be writing a major exam on the 19th. And I guess, I've been seeking essences, and up until now I've been feeling in control and, you know, feeling pretty good. But as the day is approaching, I'm starting to feel a little overwhelmed because there's just so much information that we covered in a year, and I'm just starting to get a little nervous.
I have a mantra for you. I have a mantra for you. Seriously, this is why I'm doing these Monday mantras, because they are in me. I've changed so much of my life. The mantra is, it's all in me. I have all the answers. You just tell that to yourself. You have to relax yourself by saying, it's all in me. I have all the answers. You know, honestly, I mean, this is what I'll have to tell myself when I'm getting ready to do, you know, like even this teleseminar. It's all in me. I have all the answers. You know, it's this place of allowing. I mean, I say this over and over again. If there's one gift that I want everybody to gain from just being in my presence, is just relax into your essence. Is to relax into your essence. That's what we need, is relax into it. Relax into it. It's okay to not have to fight ourselves, to not have to feel like we have to make it happen in order for it to happen. Is relax into your essence. You just keep telling yourself, I have all the answers. I have all the answers. That in itself will cause you to be in more of your flexible, relaxed state. Because when we're fixated, we can get stuck on a certain area that doesn't unlock. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like it's being like water. You know, The rock is positional. It doesn't move. The water flows around. So you have all your answers. You've spent a year. It's finding that place. I have all my answers. And when your mind goes to any other place, you have to bring it back. You have to take control of your thoughts to what's the truth for you, as I have all the answers.
Wow, thank you very much. That's very helpful.
Okay. Is there any more? I'm going to move on to the next question. Are you good?
Oh, yes, I'm great. Thank you so much.
Okay, namaste.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, Anne.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
I have been struggling with real estate for the past couple years, and, you know, it's like everything that I do, it's just falling apart, you know, whether someone loses a job or, you know, and I'm starting to feel that maybe this isn't where I should be. You know, I started going out on interviews and just nothing is, I'm not hearing anything back. I'm feeling stuck. It totally killed my self-esteem, you know, by losing two deals this month. You know, I am basically, you know, don't have the money for rent this month, and I just don't know how to get past this. You know, I want to make a bigger impact with people. I want to help people that need help, not people that have the choice. In other words, everyone has a choice to buy or sell a house, but the people that are hurting, either in foreclosure or some type of default, they're the people that need help like now. And there was a job interview that came up, and they're not going to be interviewing for 3 weeks. And I just feel it like in such a deep part of my soul, because I lost my home when I went through a divorce, that I just feel like that's just so perfect for me. And I just don't know how to manifest something different. You know, I want a job that's going to pay me every week, and not that I work for months and months free having to borrow money. I'm just struggling. I mean, it makes me feel inadequate. I am good at what I do, but I just feel this inadequacy, and I know, you know, I'm struggling with a relationship as well. I mean, we've both gone through hurts, and, you know, we've both done work on ourselves, and, you know, I want that to heal. I'm hoping that the universe could bring us, you know, in a place where, I mean, we've been seeing each other again, but I really want to be in a better place with this relationship, because love is so deep for one another. It's just, you know, and I'm feeling these feelings of inadequacy and, you know, feeling not good enough. And I know the job has really chipped away at my self-esteem, and I just need to fix.
Yeah. Okay. So I hear you. I completely understand. I mean, I haven't walked your shoes, but I hear you. I understand those feelings. I want you to know that. I understand those feelings. And I know that you can get in sync right now easily with the shift you need to make. I don't know how the configuration will be with your job, with work, with your vocation, you know, like how you're doing it in your outside world, even your relationship. But here's what I know. Use this power of the moon ritual. This is where, write down uncensored all of these feelings that you're saying, that of inadequacy, of lack in your own self-esteem, lack in opportunity, lack in stable conditions that allow the deals to happen. Just release all of that. Start to get there. And then go to this place. You're a beautiful person with so much to share, love to share, gifts to share, understanding to share with the world. Go to a place that you start writing down all the gifts, because I really feel that we got to reduce the noise in our life. The noise is all of these things that we feel we have to like show up and answer to life with: paying the rent, making the deal happen, you know, getting this relationship to feel more vitalistic and alive when there's something deeper and a connection there. So all this noise, we got to reduce all this noise by getting to this place that people often say to me, you know, I want to know my purpose. I want to know I have so much to share. And the truth is that our purpose has been following us our whole life. It's the things that are natural to us. You right now, you just got to peel away some of this noise and get to this core truth, the core truth of who you are. What do you have to share with this world? Get to this place of what's the things that have been following you your whole life. What's the place that somebody who is a huge love and fan of you would say, this is what I know about you. That's the best parts of you. This is, if they were to describe you, how would they describe you? Get to this place within yourself. Start seeing these gems, these places of jewels and tools and treasures that are already in you, that's in your makeup, in your blueprint of who you are. Because the closer you get to that and you activate that, then how you'll go out, whether it's in real estate and do this relationship, this is where you will have a miraculous change and impact and shift in it. You go to the core of your center right now. Shed all of these parts. Ask to be illuminated. I know this sounds really simple, and I don't want this to sound esoteric and all like mystical. I'm calling this a really deep, soulful way. This is the connection. I mean, soulful. It's so full. Getting your life so full of the right, empowering ways that is in alignment. You can, it is really that simple. You can begin. Okay, so you don't have your answer. How are you going to have rent? You don't have the answers to that. But what you can do today, and that is where your miraculous impact sits, is shed the noise, because that's where your miracles will sit in that place. Begin to ask, here's who I am. Here's the gifts I have to share with the world. It's getting to the center point where your power zone is, because mm-hmm. I call this spiritual posture. When we're leaning forward, which is the forward of how am I going to make this happen? How am I going to pay this? How am I going to have this money happen? We're leaning back. I mean, this is the past, you know, the past where we're resending the past over and over again into our mind, leaning forward or back. We're not in our power zone. We're not in our spiritual posture. And when we're in our spiritual posture and we're in the here and the now, we get to the place where we can see life as it really is, not how we think it should be, not the way, you know, there's the way others see it, there's the way they see it, there's the way we see it, but there's the way it really is. When we get into our spiritual posture and we start to see life for the way it really is, and that's by reducing the noise, getting to your core gifts that you have to share in a relationship, in your worldly expression through how you're, whether it's helping through real estate or whatever, when you get to that place fully, reducing the noise in your spiritual posture, this is where the shifts that you want will begin to happen easier with grace. I mean, right now, a deal, and I don't know if that's your configuration or not, but I do know that your vitality and well-being can make a miraculous shift. And the more you don't have it attached to how it needs to happen on the outside, but into the now of what is the way it is right now, and holding your spiritual posture where you're not leaning forward, you're not leaning back, your miracle will show up. Your ease and grace will show up.
So what type of mantra would I use for this?
I would say, you know, because, you know, you have a lot of, it's a lot of scarcity that's tied into, your esteem, which is still part of scarcity. You know, scarcity, that word just breaks down from being scared to express ourselves, being scared to share ourselves, being scared our needs are going to be taken care of. It's being scared that we're in a place of lack. I would, and, you know, like, in your situation, I would create a mantra that is based on finding the purpose and prosperous conditions for your life. Restoring, renewing, prosperous, purposeful conditions in your life. I'm just kind of saying that it's like in that range, if you could find a mantra that is about restoring purposeful, prosperous conditions in my here and now, and I would drink water, I would intentionalize it, I would, whenever your mind goes to a different, goes to a place that wants to take you to scarcity, which is a place of being scared in your relation, any of that, I would find a mantra in that range. I mean, that's kind of what's coming to me, is finding something that is, has to do with purpose and prosperity in your now, finding that and really finding, you know, like when I give the example, I would say love would come to my home. You know, that's not really, that's really personal to me. It meant something to me. You know, now I could give that mantra to someone else and it may not be personal to their life configuration because they may need to go out on the date and do this. And so it's not, but for me, that's what, that was what was true to me. Find your words. That's why I'm saying start with just taking and find your word, that's your words, that's creating with purpose and prosperous conditions for you so that they're in alignment. You're creating that alignment. So you're on purpose and you're creating those prosperous conditions to that purpose.
Okay.
I think by just starting to just write down what are your natural, what's the things that's natural that's been following you your whole life? You're going to find your vein of gold in there. That's going to be your vein of gold to express yourself. However you're doing real estate, it's going to find your vein of gold to get to how to change the way your configuration is with your finances. I really believe it's getting really centralized in the good and the gifts you have to share. What is natural to you? What's been following you your whole life? I think that that's going to start to brighten up the treasures of you. And when you brighten that up, that's when the world starts to reciprocate it back, is really get into the treasures of you. What's been following you your whole life? You don't even have to work at self-esteem hard when you start to get into rapport and resonance with already those treasures that are so natural to you already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Julia Cameron, who did The Artist's Way, she wrote this vein of gold, this book called Vein of Gold. And it's this one story that she told, which was whole central to the whole book, was she said that this, she was speaking to a director and he was a great director. And she asked him about how he gets actors to play their role and do such a great job. He said, I get great actors who can do a great job. But when you find the role that is natural and their nature, it's like striking their vein of gold, and I don't even have to direct. It's natural. It's them. That, and she wrote the whole book based on that premise. And that's the premise that I'm saying, is get to this place that's already natural with your purpose. It's already natural with who you are. It's been following you. It's not something you've got to do out there. When you get to that place, you start to strike your own vein of gold. And that's where our esteem comes from. That's where we start to light up and the world lights up back to us. And that'll have a healing effect. That'll have a healing effect on your relationship as well. Because when we begin to light up, it affects everything. Because we're getting into those treasures of the gifts of who we already, what's already natural to us, what's been following us our whole life.
Right. Okay, I think I get it.
And doing the ritual, you will. I promise you, you will. There will be a shift. You will feel a difference. It's just doing the work. It's showing up and doing it. And by the natural laws of healing, it happens. You will feel a shift. And I thank you so much for showing up today and asking the question.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Anne.
Okay. Namaste.
Bye.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Anne. It's Judy.
Hi, Judy.
How are you today?
You're great. Doing this.
My question was already answered. It was the asking for and how that is incorporated with the begun of the full moon. So, you know, I when you write it right, do you write down the asking for while you're writing down, or is that just a way to get to the begone part?
Well, first start with the begone. What's the heaviness? What, you know, because what starts to happen is the other side of it starts to come out on it. What's the heaviness? What's the blockages? What's the resistance? What's showing up? What's reoccurring that I want this begone? Because okay. What happens on the other side of it is the natural restoration. It's like, so I ask for, I'm going to give, this isn't specific to right now for me, but this was specific uh-huh. to something I was working on at one time. I ask for the place in me that would shut down and go into my own little island of isolation when I felt uncomfortable with feelings in my relationship with, you know, like I'd say Jack, my loved one. I didn't like that. This is not specific to now. I just want everybody to know, but this was something I worked on during the full moons, is that life would trigger and I would find myself doing old patterns from my previous relationship that I didn't know how to get out of this island I would place myself in. So what's the begone? The begone is my shutdown, my island of isolation that I'd find myself going into when I was uncomfortable with feelings. Okay. So that's what I'm asking for, that to be gone. I don't want to go into isolation. I don't want to go into my own island. I don't want to feel like that's the only place I can be safe. So on the other side of it, and I'm really proud because I healed this through doing this with the moon rituals, is I am safe to be connected with my feelings and share. You know, I really created healing that way when Jack and I were beginning our relationship, because there was that old mechanism that would show up that had nothing to do with him and I. But it was an old mechanism that I would go into that I did not like. I wanted to shed that so I could be here and now with my relationship. And what's so beautiful is, as I had worked on that, I worked on this way years ago now, but it's like now when anything shows up that feels familiar to me, it's so beautiful because I say, this is the here and now. And just because that was the past, it has nothing to do with my here and now. Now, so how does that translate, Judy? Is what I'm saying is that as we ask for what we want to be gone, we automatically get our answers of our own healing, and we can write that down. We can, that's our healing. Whether we write it down or not, it begins to restore in us when we ask for that to be gone. So if I'm asking, I mean, I just gave that specifically, but we can do this to anything. We could do this in the sense of finances, in the sense of purpose. Like if I were to ask to release that part of me that's afraid to express myself, the natural part of me is I'm comfortable in my own skin with my own gifts of what I have to share. You know, so it kind of happens. Healing happens through its own natural process. You know, our own, what we want to ask for. Does that answer?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much. I've only been using one or the other. I think when I start incorporating the two, I'm going to get much faster results.
Oh, yeah. Now, for the new moon, this is where I go more specifically, what is it that I want to bring to light to the world? You know, because so when you look at the symbol of the moon, the full moon is the bright light shining, and it illuminates the darkness. So what happens? The darkness dissipates. What's on the other side of when the darkness dissipates? It's the pure canvas of light. It's the pure canvas of possibility. It's the pure canvas of our own healing. Now, when you go to the new moon, that's when we can't see the moon. It's dark out. That's when we take what's inside of us. We bring the light of our hopes, our dreams, and we're writing that with intention. More specifically, what is it we want to create, you know, out into the world? And so I guess I look at, like, the new moon is more of this specificity of a creation energy. The full moon is the healing energy that gives us the restoration, what we're asking for, the balance, that then prepares us to be more specific in what we're creating out into the world when we get, by the time we go through the cycle and we're in the time of the new moon. And when we just really get into the ebb and flow of this, this is where we really do gain powerful momentum.
That's great. Thank you very much. I've got so much out of these seminars. So I'm looking forward to doing my new moon ceremony tonight.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Judy. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, so I've reached the end of the questions, and I just want to close out by thanking all of you for showing up and being part of this experience. Those of you that want to journey more closely with me, you can do the Miraculous Impact this summer with me over the course of 4 moon cycles, where we'll go deeply, as I said, into the Soul Stanima series, and we'll map out and we'll create rituals, and I'll be sending out weekly guides, and we'll be getting on conference calls on Thursday. That's at annribley.com/journey. It's also available under events. That's on my website. And as always, I honor you. I cherish this time together. And always, I give you the best I have within each time that we're together. And there's always more. There's always more. And I look forward to a continued relationship. Namaste, my friends.